we'll go ahead and do a quick Farheen, you are recording. We record these sessions unless someone has an objection. This is the 2019 November 6th meeting that we're holding today. And, you know, we'll have a roll call so that we can proceed. I'm Jack Murray from AT&T. Jinri, are you on? I thought I saw him. Okay. Maybe he'll come back on in a minute. David, are you on? Nope. Masafumi-san?
Hi, this is Masafumi. I'm here.
Thank you. William? I think William said he was not going to make it today. And Bishwa is here. Right, Bishwa?
Hey, Jack. Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning. Okay. So, you know, we have three out of the six, which is the 50%, so we can continue. We will hopefully a few others will be able to join throughout. Okay, so let's move on to reviewing the previous minutes of the meeting. This would have been the minutes from the 10:30 October 30th meeting, 2019. We covered a number of items there that are highlighted in the meeting notes. A big portion talked about, integration and test, and you know, the licensing report generated by Linux Foundation and work we have to do to get ready for the release. That's a big part of last meeting, and we'll continue this meeting, that discussion. Reports from the PTLs, big discussion about the RIC, and then some new agenda items, and a little bit of feedback on the face-to-face. Okay, does anyone have any questions, corrections, concerns about the October 30th meeting minutes? Okay, and with that, I'll call for a motion to accept the October 10th meeting minutes. So either Vishwa or Masafumi-san will need to make the motion and second it, or we'll table it till another meeting.
This is Masafumi. I make the motion.
Okay. Vishwa, can you second?
Yes, I can second it.
Okay. So since we'll go through the formality of having a vote, all those in favor saying aye, but go ahead, aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
Masafumi saying hi.
Alicia saying aye.
Okay, all those against say nay. Okay, thank you very much for helping us get that done. The minutes are...
Good morning, Jack. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, greetings, Jinri. Thank you. We were just voting approve the minutes from the October... but we've been able to accomplish that, so now we're back to the agenda. Today's agenda following the approving of the minutes. So for today's agenda, does anyone have anything to add to today's agenda?
Jack and Solution, they sent out a request last night to the email list for the release status review.
Okay. All right, so Farheen, you'll add that.
And also, Chuck, I'm not sure whether in the original agenda will cover the cooperation with OAI or not. But if no, I can have a brief update from the EC meeting on this Monday. There was some discussion there, and so probably I can have a brief update.
Okay, so let's see.
Sorry, Jack. Could you please refresh one more time?
No problem.
I added it to new agenda items near the bottom.
Okay. So we are, today is the, I'm sorry I'm scrolling so much, folks.
Right there, Lucian, email request for release status.
Okay. And the OAI is already here on the open item, okay. So we'll cover it there. Okay. Anyone else?
Okay. Yeah.
Obviously, there's things we'll cover today, the release and the PR are items that we'll cover. Let's see where. All right, so then let's move on to the marketing of the Amber release. This is the PR working group LF activities. I think Jinri, you wanted to, you offered to lead this activity.
Sorry. I'm a bit spaced out. Which activity?
That's right. The PR for the Amber release.
Oh yeah. Yes. Sorry. This is my point. I mean, so as I mentioned last week, I have foreseen that I'm pretty busy this week. So, I have promised to have a job by next week.
Okay.
Is that okay? Yeah.
Now, what do you need from people in this community to help you with that? Are there?
So honestly, I haven't thought this through, but basically let's say by this weekend, I can have a framework and possibly give some tentative paragraphs there. And then from there, I probably will turn to someone, for example, Lucian, to describe something. Yeah, but I mean, it would be not until that I can come up with the framework, and I cannot say more concretely. So
right, but yeah. Usually we look for companies might want to make a statement.
Okay, you mean a quote?
Yes.
So for this, a message from the EC call this Monday is that, I mean, the ideal situation is that this would be a joint release with Linux Foundation. So in that case, I'm not sure, but the one thing that popped up to my mind is probably we can have one quote from the ON leadership and the other one from Linux Foundation.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure everybody's has the current, you know, idea of how we're going to approach it. You should, Ritwick, you should also maybe send Jinri some information, if you could, about what the overall, you know, targeted use case and functionality that mm-hmm. was targeted in this release. That'll give him some working material, right?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really okay. What I expect to see is us, you know, announcing the first release. Here's the functionality that comes. Obviously, we have to touch on that much of it is pre-spec because we're currently developing, you know, the specifications and the software. And then, you know, what is the main functionality and how, you know, how we pull this together as a community. And, you know, it's a milestone for a first release.
Yeah.
Jack, to your point, the tone is important in the press release. So we don't oversell the project on the first go around. Kind of set the expectations on it.
Yes.
Because if you oversell it, we can shoot ourselves in the foot.
Well, not just oversell it, but we really want to depict it as a milestone of beginning the race, not
yes.
Completing yeah. it. Also, the Linux Foundation generally leans towards talking about the current release and not too much about the next release. Hopefully, we can pull together the voting for the B release name and at least just share the next release will be, you know, and the name. And the time frame, that's probably the most I would do around the B release.
Yeah, I think probably just one or two sentences to describe release B and
yes,
brief message. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Anyone else have any questions or interest in the press release? Okay.
Which I think you mentioned earlier. I'm available to help with that as well.
Okay, great.
Yep, thank you.
All right. Then we'll move on to open items for the business. Vote for the B release name. Again, we're kind of missing David, who was kind of organizing this, so I don't know. When I went to the website, it didn't have a closing date. We really should be closing it by now. Farhan, did we send out any date on finalizing when we would close the vote?
I did not, Jack, but I did send out a message saying to go vote. Time's running out because I didn't have an exact date. But I did tell people through the email messaging to go and vote.
Okay. So if you could please go in and add to the website here that the voting will be closed on such and such date.
Well, can we just decide that it will be closed by end of this week? And that's it.
Well, I think we still need to post it on the website, just people know.
Yeah, but somebody must make the decision. So if today we say this will be closed on Friday this week, I can make a motion for that. Then we have a decision and then the rest is easy to do.
Okay, that would be great, please.
So I make a motion for closing the voting on Friday UTC.
For release B naming.
For release B and C naming.
Okay, so you're close for both. Okay.
Yeah, so and the date would be, what do we want? Friday.
November 8th.
Friday, November 8th, noon UTC.
Okay.
Exact.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Yeah, I can second it, Jack.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Jack Murray, so how many aye. Votes have we had so far?
We only had one vote, which was the minutes.
Oh, no. I mean, for the release
you
name,
can,
how
you
many
can
votes?
You can scroll down, about 20, I would say.
Oh, 20. Down.
Well, you can count them there. About 20, 25 maybe.
Okay. So I say aye.
Okay. Any others? Okay. All those against say nay. All right, so we have two positive votes on the motion, so it passes. The rest will be considered no votes. So we will close the voting for A and B for noon UTC timing Friday the 8th. Farheen, please just update on the website saying that and send a message to the email today, please.
Sure.
This is close. Where we're currently at, if you look, blueberry is at 17, bronze is at 31, burgundy is at 10. Those are the leading choices. In B, in C, 39 is cherry, and 22 is copper, and 9 is cyan. So please go ahead and get your votes in. Let's make a decision and move forward with that. All right, great. Another item. Whatever we post the votes for, and if you can try to help remember to put dates on them so that we, you know, have a working
cyber.
Action item 2, you already did. Action item 3, Tracy and Martin. This was to align, document the PlugFest plans for the demo video. Any update on that, Tracy or Martin?
No update so far. So we are still in the progress to setting up all the VPNs to the environment. The servers are already up and running. So normal process, normal work.
Okay. Great.
Thanks, Martin. I was on mute trying to figure out how to get off mute.
Please add your comments now.
No, one question I wanted to ask this group is, I think the time is right to include the names of participating equipment vendors. We have written confirmation from those who are participating. Does anybody have an opinion about that, or shall I just include the names in our documentation?
Jin Reed, do you have any opinion?
So far, how many tentative participants do we have?
So for the OSC talks, and I know there are additional vendors with the PlugFest. I'm making a distinction because the OSC PUC is more OSC Release A related, and the PlugFest is more Open Front Hall related, although there are overlaps. We have 5 committed vendors, and that's in alphabetical order. I don't see any, you want me to send, do I have to keep the name secret, or can I say them out loud?
this is an open forum. If, as long as the information isn't prohibited, they're participating. This is the plan.
Okay. I have confirmation from Comscope, Ericsson, and again, in alphabetical order, NEC, Nokia, and Samsung. And that's for the OSC Release A 01 related use cases that are described in the slides that are on the wiki. And then there are additional vendors for the more open front hole oriented PlugFest at China Mobile's lab in Beijing that are also captured on their slides.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
No, I think at least for profits, I'm not sure. I mean, whether vendors are sensitive or not, but at least for our OSC, from OSC perspective, regarding this O1 POC, I think it's okay to put their names, unless there is some opposition from them.
No, I asked them, and they confirmed in writing to the ORAN PIFG, Test and Integration Focus Group, So I'm thanks, I'll include their name.
Right, I think the only thing, Tracy, is we just have to avoid a word like compliance. They're participating in the
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, this is a demonstration. It's a proof of concept. It's not a pass-fail test. It's not certification. It's not compliance.
Correct. Okay, then we're good. Anyone else have any comments or questions? Okay, let's move on. Thank you, Martin and Tracy, for your work there. All right, Jinri, you still had an open item on some of the minutes?
Yeah. So please bear with me for one more week. So
no,
Jerry,
no problem. It's just there to make sure eventually it gets caught up.
Yeah, right. Sure. So there is an extremely important and high-level event in 2 weeks. So I'm fully committed to that. So I'm sorry for this. But I definitely remember this action item for me. Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll move on to five also for you, Jinri. This is where the OAI interface. You said the EC discussed this?
Yeah, so on this Monday, there was some discussion on EC. So basically, Orange brought a very raw proposal on this potential collaboration. Basically, this proposal says two things, dividing this cooperation into two stages. First one is the short-term cooperation. Second one is a long-term target. For the short-term collaboration, the proposal is to have a joint proof of concept. The kind of bad news is that they don't have any details on how to cooperate on the POC. Like for example, what kind of code should be pulled from the OAI, and where to do the integration, something like this. So one of the requests from Hank on EC is to require Orange to come up with more detailed mechanics on how to cooperate in the POC joint development. So this is one thing. And the second thing is that for the long-term cooperation, the proposal is kind of to have a third license, which is the current license from OAI. And the suggestion, desire is to put this license under our own software community so that it will possibly encourage the person from OAI community to come to our community and do a contribution. But to be honest, not just me, but I mean some of our EC colleagues, for this long-term cooperation is not very clear, because one uncertainty is that no one is sure that whether the OAI would like to give up their territory, in the long term, to give up their work in their own OAI community, and then turn their resources to our software community. So this is a question. So far, this is a negative, because they don't see the possibility for OAI to disappear, but who knows in the long run. So my understanding is that if we want to cooperate, we can possibly focus on the short term, and then from there to see that, for example, if we have a joint POC, let's do it, let's see the effect, let's see the performance, let's see the impact on the industry. From there, let's decide the next step. That's just summary. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Sorry, I wasn't able to attend because I was traveling at another event.
It's okay.
The question on the short term, were they targeting that cooperation with the ORAN Alliance, like test and function group and others, or were they targeting OSC software, or were they
My understanding is at least our OSC, because for TIFG currently, I mean, from their working scope, I don't see that they will conduct any test integration except the PropFest event, right? So the development, software development work is mainly under our community. So, but I definitely cannot exclude TIFG, but let's say at least their cooperation will definitely cover our software community.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what we'll probably need to do is, gather people of interest to work on this. And let's maybe form a working team under the architecture. Ritwik, I hate to throw this into your bailiwick, but we need someone to sit down and think about where it fits in and how to use it as a target before software developers start looking at how to make it work. So I think we need to create some discussion and a plan about it, and that should come through the architecture group. Okay?
Yeah, okay. This is the alignment, OAI and OSC, right?
Yes. Short-term... Yes. Go ahead.
No, something like alignment, but yeah. Definitely, I mean, they must adjust their coding to be compliant, with the spec from ORAN Alliance.
Yeah. And the time frame for this to happen is to be before B release?
No. As part of B release, the question what can we achieve as interoperability? And it's got to be treated as interoperability because it's not part of OSC. But the question is, can we identify a task that as part of release B will do some level of interoperability with OAI? And we need to think about that and figure out what that means. Is that a fair enough way to get started?
Yeah, I think the brunt of the work might fall within the simulation group or wherever the E2 adapter. But, my expectation is that OAI will come up with an E2 adapter, and that will allow them to talk to software-defined radios. So we can discuss it. Okay, I'll set up a meeting. We'll discuss it.
Things that need to be listed down on what kind of assumptions, because different people may make different assumptions, Ritwik. That's why we got to have some meetings to figure out if everyone's on the same page. Go ahead, Jinri.
Yeah. No, I mean, Richard, probably you can wait until Orange come up with the concrete details on the POC collaboration. Yeah. But I will keep you informed.
Okay. Well, all right. Great. Thank you.
I'm just not sure they can come up with detailed plans without discussing, it back and forth with us a little bit, right?
If we want to get earlier involved, I think it's also okay.
Yeah,
if we need epics to be inserted before the end of the month, then we have to have this conversation kind of quickly. To at least identify what is feasible by B release, right?
But, do you agree? I'm not sure. Do we really target for the release B? Because so far everything is still unclear, even the license part. So I agree that we should have some cooperation with them. But my understanding is that for the short term, this collaboration will be very light.
Okay.
So Not sure.
Well, we still need, even very light needs to be described, and otherwise we won't do it as part of B and we won't make any progress. So I think we need to figure some simple statement out to do the work under, right? So it needs to stay within the structure of a software project and get an epic so we can do some, any JIRA work we're gonna do on our side or work with them. We need something to work with. So let's just see where it goes, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's move on to...
Jack, I have a query. I mean, not related to this particular topic, but is there a way for me to go over the list of epics for A and B release, or the list of commits that is coming in? I'm just trying to understand, what's happening between A and B a little deeper.
Yes, Ritwik, can you address Vishwa's question?
Yeah, so there's essentially a spreadsheet that identifies all the B release epics, and that's on the RSAC file list contribution wiki.
Okay.
I can send you an email afterwards that shows all the epics that the different projects have volunteered so far. And we're polishing it. And I think the discussion was that December 4th or 6th, the talk will take a vote to approve that spreadsheet, which will then make sure that it's sanctioned, it's a sanctioned plan, and the project team can start working on their individual epic. So we basically have this month to clean up all the epics, make sure they're well communicated to all the PTLs before we go into that meeting. And also, since Jack and Jinri, they wanted like two use cases to be identified for the B release, we wanted to detail those use cases a little bit more.
Those are end-to-end use cases, right?
Yes. End-to-end use cases, yes. I'll send you the document afterwards.
Sure. Thanks, Ritwik.
But speaking of these epics for release B, so when do you plan to involve the working groups, or have they already been taking part?
Not yet. Too many things going on, so I have to reach out to some of the working groups, at least not all of them. I will try and figure out. Maybe with the PTLs, we can work this jointly.
Yeah, because back to Costa Rica, our regional agreement is that we will have internal agreement like by the end of November. But in the past few weeks, we changed the plan, right? But originally, we thought, and after the internal agreement, then we will reach the working groups. But now, since we moved the schedule ahead, so we probably need to inform them in a timely way.
Yeah, I think maybe what we can start off is maybe sending a series of emails to the individual working group co-chairs. So we've split up our epics by working group correlated items. So that way we can basically tell which working group should focus on which specific epic. Okay, I think I'll have to kind of do that, or maybe I'll get PTL's help to reach out to the working group chairs.
Right. Make sure you include the end-to-end ones with all of them, right?
Right. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yeah. So I think there was an action point for them, from the TSC, requesting the working group to send delegate to discuss the epics. But anyway.
I have a query. So earlier, I think my assumption was, there are certain folks who bring seed code to the project, and that is what we see in Garrett. But then I thought that there will be a voting in the talk that would then approve those seed code to be part of the actual repo, right? So did that happen, or? So whatever that is the seed code, that's what we are branding as the Amber release.
Right. So we got original seed code. We formed the individual projects with the PTLs.
Right.
The PTLs and the, you know, their community decided on which code they're going to pull in from the seed code. We've deleted some seed code. Some seed code's not included in B, but we've left that to each of the working teams to, you know, pull the code in that they're, you know, primarily interested in to meet the epics that were created. Remember, the epics are kind of ORAN Alliance specification, so this release will be pre-specification, and you know that's what we're working to. Unless somebody here has a, you know, would like to add or represent something differently, but I believe that's the trail that we followed to get to where we are. And then, of course, as we bring into code compliance with the specification, some of that code may be deprecated or changed to meet, you know, compliance with the specifications as much as possible. So, first of all, let me ask, does anyone disagree with my kind of description of the journey? Okay. So Vishwa, clarify the path that we've taken to this point?
Yes, Jack, certainly, but I do have some questions around it. So as the PTL and their team, you know, kind of finalize whatever code that they're going to pull in, are they going to come back to this forum and say that here's the definitive set of code that is part of the air release? That is question number one. Number two is, let's say if somebody is going to OACS Credit and then hit a Git clone Amber, are they going to get whatever that is scoped across all the projects for Amber release, or is that every project every project is having its own life cycle?
No, so that's where I'll ask Lijing to step in. All the projects should merge at the integration and test project, and there that project kind of drives the package and the package. Okay. Right, Lijing?
Yes.
So where are we in that process? So your team is packaging up, you know, the different projects that will be included in the release, though we have some projects that have contributed, you know, not enough code yet to be, you know, to offer a complete functionality. So there are, you know, there are projects at different states.
Well, I will go over the details later in the status review, but overall, we're asking each repo to, if applicable, to produce a binary artifact, either a Docker image or some kind of Linux software package. So that's ask for this release. For next release, of course, the goal is we'll create an environment that run all those binary artifacts, and together they fulfill some end-to-end story.
So this is again related to the delivery aspect, right? But when it comes to the code management, if somebody wants to know, you know, what's happening, or somebody wants to, you know, kind of check out the Amber release, how do they do that? Like, should they have to then hop onto multiple projects in Git and then download the code? Or as part of the release management, how do we ensure that these are all the list of commits that are there for a particular release?
Yes, so for each repo, there will be a branch called Amber that is to be created after the project code reached the release requirement. So
okay.
If anybody wants to download the code, yeah, they would have to go to individual repos, but then the next step is uniform, which is download the Ember branch.
Okay.
We can provide some wiki page to list all the repos that's included in the Ember release. That's no problem.
Right, but yeah. By the B release, now that we have pieces, right, we'll start to build more of an all-in-one build process that we should have in the B release. Right, Lujing?
Yes, yeah.
It's just hard in the A release because none of the components existed early enough to and not enough of them, you know, came up to the same level, right? Some pieces are further advanced than others, but by the B release, and that's particularly the end-to-end use cases are driving, is a build this system and run these two end-to-end use cases on it to demonstrate that the system is running. All right? Is that
I mean, if needed, we can also create a sort of an automation that you can just download, have a script that grab all the released repos, grab their Ember release branch, then put them all together into a big tarball. That's easy to do. However, I would like to point out that for a release, not all the components that work together or coherently, you know, fulfill some larger task. That's more for the B release.
Yeah, understood, Lushing. I mean, the larger point is the more easier we make for people to come and check out the code, we'll have more community participation. So that's the intent channel for me asking that question.
Yes, got it. Thanks.
And one last question. Sorry if I'm you know, dragging this topic. So earlier we had a Word document that actually detailed, you know, what is the scope for a release. And now that we heard that there are some projects, you know, which are not up to speed. So is there a place where, you know, we can understand what was the initial scope of a release and, you know, what's the level of progress each project is making towards a release? Like, are we behind or are we on track?
Right. And so this is part of, you know, the release architecture team should pull together once, now that we're closing software development, we will do that evaluation and write up what we've been able to achieve in this release. It's also part of the release notes, which basically say this is what's included in this particular release, but these are all things that need to be part of the documentation for the release.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Jack.
No problem. It's, you know, it's important to get the questions and get everybody onto the same base. And I'm sure there's other people on the call who are thinking the same, you know, thinking the same questions. All right. So item 6, closing the remaining TOC slots. This is actually related to the, you know, getting clear reports out from Linux Foundation. I'll just jump real quickly. As you know, Tristan has been working to get us, LF Analytics project for our ORAN work. Can people see the website?
Yes. Jack.
Okay. This is preliminary. It's not finalized, but I just wanted to share with people that, you know, the LF team is making progress. We're not releasing it yet because we're not happy that all the information is correct. You can see, like, for the RIC project and the non-real-time RIC project, it's got some numbers. Integration doesn't have any. It should. OEM doesn't have any. It should. So the data we're not quite comfortable with yet. So there's we're continuing to refine with the Lytics Foundation to make sure that the numbers are valid before we release it for further consumption. But I did want to share quickly that, you know, this is progress. When you click on it, you get some metrics. Like I said, we're not yet comfortable with what any of the metrics say. So the website is not fully released yet, but I wanted to, like I said, make the point we're making progress. We're continuing to work it. Tristan, I think there needs to be an overview one of the whole project, you know, where you could see where, you know, for all the code contribution, what's the balance of people and contributions, where not just the individual projects make sense, but there's usually an overview one too. Does that make sense, Tristan?
I'll check with them, but I think this was the overview page. I'll check on that. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no metrics on the whole project here, right? I can click on any one of them, but usually there's a metric on the ORAN itself that says how many, where the whole project is for all contributions, a summary. All right. But wanted to make sure people see that Linux Foundation's made progress in delivering this to us. We're just have to work through, and Lujing is working with them on the first level to make sure they're pointing at all the right repos and the correct repos. Any questions on that? So really, to me, getting the public release of metrics is part of the picking the TOC slots, because I want everyone to agree and see together where numbers are and who's contributing and what's going on. And so that's why I brought it up underneath this slot. We have a deadline of the end of the year to move this forward. And I was hoping to have this data as part of that work. All right. The next one is Jing will add the link of Jenkins instructions from the Jenkins status page to the top of the project readiness. Did that get done, Lujing?
Chris has written some very good instructions for how to do this kind of automation. I just need to link it to that page.
Okay.
In progress, not complete yet.
Yeah, please get the information up there so people can start using it and get familiar with it. Okay. Wei Chin will provide PTLs with steps they need to view their converted documents in the wiki. He will add the link to the top of the project readiness for Amber.
It's done. I already sent email to the mail list to tell everyone how to convert docs to a web page.
Okay.
Great. Just follow it. If you guys have any question, please contact me.
Great job, done. Okay, good. If you have questions, follow up. Each PTL needs to write up a clear statement about their license attribution that can be posted to the email list. All right, so expecting each PTL to do that. Lujing, did this request come from you or from somewhere else?
Well, this is really from the license scan that Report Linux Foundation provided. There are a bunch of external use of external code, which are under compatible but different open source licenses, such as BSD or MIT. And I believe you asked the PTL to provide the details so the TOC can approve this kind of use.
Okay, so remember, they only can be used in upstream projects. Okay, and then this kind of led into the whole work. Lujing, how is there progress on clearing some of the licensing analysis things?
Yeah, very good progress has been made. I have a section in my report, but if you want to talk about now, we can do that too.
Well, let's just move on to your report, because that'll be the next section, unless that covers all the outstanding action items. Go ahead, we're running out of time.
All right, let me just quickly share. Oh, sorry. Jack, you are sharing, so I can share.
But
anyway, oh, okay. So the licensing, we are following that based on Linux Foundation's report. We have addressed all the red and the yellow items. Those are binaries and copy left and weak copy left licenses.
We're not seeing anything shared right now. Lujing, were you trying to share something?
There.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
This is probably the wrong spreadsheet. This is a pre-release requirement. Okay, so this one is ORAN. So I believe all the binary files are removed. The use restriction files, it's removed, copy left. Because 1C, ASM 1C is not part of release A, so we're okay. Weak copyright, they're addressed, the files are removed. So the red items all addressed, yellow items, license statements, the ASM 1, they're cleared because that's not included in the A release. Dashboard, Chris already addressed that. For the machine learning app, the developers, sorry, there's a lot of noise. The developer, they have not completed the work, but it's a really easy fix. What they did was that they copied the Apache 2 license claim to replace the title with CC4. So there's it's a wrong statement that must be fixed, but that can be done pretty quickly. For the attribution, that's where the ask, the action item was for. So we have, for example, projects including third-party code, such as Google Test, which is under BSD 3. This kind of practice in open source is generally acceptable, but you know what the requirement is, you need to clearly mark like which directories are from external source. I think that's what, Jack, you asked for,
right,
which is exactly where and how it's used, where is the original source, those kind of things, so that TLC can approve. For others, those are typically external as well. For the no licenses, and people are looking through the identified issues, some of them they believe are false positives, so we will gather all the information and talk to Linux Foundation. Also, as this round of fixing is completed and now we also have new code, we would need to ask Linux Foundation's help to scan it again to make sure we're clear from licensing perspective for the release. Okay, so that goes for the release, for the license. Now, as for the code, we have a wiki page. I'm sharing the wrong stuff. Okay, sharing my Safari. So this is the status wiki page, readiness wiki page. I'm editing that. I mean, all the information are provided by the PTLs and the community members. I'm just trying to color code them. Basically, green means we're in on track for good progress, meaning that you have code, license is okay, and the code is actually buildable. You're producing artifacts using Linux Foundation's automated CI toolchain. The yellow typically is okay. You have code, license is good, and somewhere we're still working on the building and the integration with Linux Foundation toolchain. And the red means there's no code. For this particular one, the KPI mom is proposed by Sansom, and I understand there are people having some login issue, then that was the reason they did not put any code yet, but this problem was resolved. However, we are a couple of days beyond the code freeze already, so I would like to ask TOC opinion on how do we do this. Do we allow them a couple of days extension to put the code in, or what's the resolution? So
I think at this point they should put the code in, and it may appear, you know, as part of the maintenance release if we choose to do that, which normally wouldn't happen, but we're being flexible in the A release. But that's where I would target them. I would, you know, at this point, we really need to freeze the code, make the branches, and document it, and, you know, make it as useful as possible. And then, like I said, okay, they could then contribute it as in the repo. So that repo just won't be part of this release, right? They didn't make the threshold. It'll be, you know, we'll consider it as part of the maintenance release if they can get it up to, you know, a green level. Okay,
thank you. So going on forward to the platform project, there are some repos empty, but the notes saying they're intentionally so left empty, so I would suggest that let's just keep them out of this release. But there are a couple wide ones which the PTL or the committers, they have not filled enough detailed information. However, to my understanding, looks like they have completed all those. So these two white rows, they should really be green, but I would wait till the either the PTL or the repo owner to fill more detailed information.
This was supposed to be ready today, so I will double check.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please fill them out right away. Let's get this, you know, cleared up. You know, we don't want the things to linger.
Thank you. Okay. So here's non-real time code share. There's a work in progress, especially including the build and the CI integration. OAM, some green, some yellow. OCU, this is currently in edit mode. We'll publish it as soon as we complete the conversation on this so everybody can see where we are. Simulations, we have one repo which is filled, other ones remain vacant. So again, I think the recommendation would be to exclude those from Ember. Documentation, integration. So this is a quick overview of where we are. We have 2.5 weeks remaining till the release calendar, the release date. So I think we're on track for release. So for people who need help, looks like most many of the yellow ones there because of the CI related issue. Please reach out to me or Chris Lott. He has very good information written on the wiki page for doing that. We do need to get that done. Then, of course, the remaining item is the documentation, which has provided a template for how you include the documentations in your own repo. Please follow that, copy the template into your own repo and start to fill the contents. Among all the files, of course, not all of them, probably they're universally applicable to all the repos, but I would say the release note document must be filled. This is where you describe what your Ember release, this repo's Ember release is about.
Lusheng?
Yeah.
One question here, do we set a deadline for that documentation so that we basically everybody tries to be ready by deadline and then we only handle exceptions after that?
That's a very good point. May I ask the TOC for giving us a deadline for this?
I'm happy to pick a deadline, but I would hate to do it arbitrarily.
Well, it could come from the release calendars somehow based on that.
Is, you know, this week too soon? You say you have 2.5 weeks left.
Yes, I was using for us for near real time the 14th, but that was somewhat arbitrary.
Okay. I would try to set the date by next Wednesday so that we can get a readout here at the TOC and make a decision if we're going to give them a green light to continue or not. So, you know, since it's a decision that really needs to come up to the TOC, it's probably a date of deadline before we meet is probably most useful in my mind. Is there any concern with that?
A documentation for each project, right? It's not just the overall documentation.
That's correct.
So we'll set the deadline. I'll expect to see it all green, you know, for that by next week's meeting, TOC meeting, so that we can make a go, no-go decision on them. So anything that's, you know, you're gonna remove all the red items from these charts. We have the yellows, we have the blank ones, we have the, you know, green ones that are go. By next week, I would expect we would have, to present to the TOC, you know, everything being green for the release.
So how about next Friday or next weekend? So that on the next talk call, we can give the reminder. Because I'm not sure. I mean, we just have 1 week to remain to go. Probably it's a bit tight for projects.
Well, that's why I want to see by next Wednesday so we can discuss it on this meeting, which projects are green and which ones remain yellow. We really need progress to be shown by next Wednesday. If somebody needs more time, they can mark it as that. But I want to know that they've made progress. If they've made no progress by next Wednesday, then we're at risk. I just don't want to have everyone cram it in the last 24 hours. Right. Okay.
Okay, so deadline is next week. 9 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Started.
And like I said, if you haven't completed, at least give us a percentage to complete so that we know can make a decision. But we need to see a good faith demonstration if you're not complete by then. All right.
Okay, thank you. So one last item is, as we are preparing for releasing the artifacts, especially the Docker images to Docker Hub, a typical practice is you want to prefix with the developing organization before the Docker image name. So I send out an email to the to TOC co-chairs asking for what we should pick, right? For example, we may pick O-run or O-run-sc or O-run-scp. So we would like to ask for a TOC decision on what we should use for that. There are a couple things to consider, which is one is I understand O-run is the New York Stock Exchange for Orange, so we probably do not want to use that. Instead, we want to use O-run.
Right.
But there, whether we want to differentiate the Apache 2 Docker images versus ORAN software licensed the SCP.
I think code. We should, Lijing, I think we should use O-RAN-SC or SCP.
Okay.
Now I'm speaking as an individual. I'm open to if any other TOC members have any or anyone else has a concern with that, but then it's clear it's related to ORAN and it's related to, you know, SC projects that have one licensing or SCP projects that have the other licensing. And then everybody is clear about it, but they both begin with O-RAN so that everybody knows that it's an ORAN project. Does anyone have any concerns with that view? Okay, I think
Yes, I was speaking to a mute phone. Do we have to put the license into the name there? Because the license, as you remember, when we had the CLA, it's kind of confusing SC and SCP. So I was thinking we don't talk about the license in the name in the first place because it's anyway, it's a binary. The license is not that relevant anymore.
Okay.
So
anyone else have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I would just call it O-RAN-SC, O-RAN-SC, O-RAN Software Community.
But if you just have this as C, then it only means the Apache license, right? But I think we still have the narrow license.
His point was once it's in binary, the licensing isn't as important because you built it into a binary, is what his point.
But so you mean that if this is binary, then the licensing is not important. But if in that case, then why do we need the license indication here?
Well, I think the license still affects who runs yes. it, right? They still have to be licensed to run it. So, you know, if you go to use the code from the SCP project, you know, once you begin running it, that's when you have to make sure you've covered yourself on the essential patent front, right? So I'm not sure that it, just because it's binary, clears you from the obligation.
Get into legal discussions, but my understanding was the using a binary, so the license is important for contributions.
Right.
The difference between the two also, but when you actually use it as a binary, they are very similar, but now I'm not a lawyer, so please don't pin me down on that. Obviously, we still want to talk about the license of the underlying source code, but that would anyway be in a file that is there, so we don't have to put it in the
name.
Do we have to do this decision immediately, Lusheng?
No, we do have some time, so we can take the discussion offline. But this is we definitely need to confirm this within the next week or so, maybe before next Wednesday.
Okay, we'll get some clarification on it, and then we'll decide by next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the most important thing for me. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Anything else, Lijing?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Are you going to have, do you have an integration meeting following this?
I'm trying to see because the original plan was for the OTF team to do their release demo. But I just got a message saying that they have a conflict. Uh-huh. So,
Lucia, I think we are all here. I think the conflict thing is for next week. I think not for this week.
Oh.
Yeah, you mean Ting Ting's email, right? That's for next week. We are all
okay,
here.
Okay. My bad. Yes, yeah. Then Jack, we will have integration, the meeting where the OTF team will perform that demonstration.
Okay, so if you release the sharing, I'll take it back for a couple and close out the meeting and let's see what else people have, if there's anything remaining.
Yes.
Okay, so I know we're running more over. It's hard when we, you know, getting close to release, there's a lot to do. Is there anyone that has any item that needs to be discussed before we close the meeting for today?
I think we can, I put there in the 7C.2 the repo and committer changes. So there's one new repo and the committer changes. The committer changes are somewhat urgent. We can handle this by email, but it would be good if, I don't know how many more talk members have to approve two more by email. Then I can create the Linux Foundation requests. The link is there and there's an email on the talk mailing list.
Okay, let's take that to email because a number of the talk members have dropped like Vishwa. All right, we'll deal with that in email at this point. Okay. Anything else?
Yes, please. Sonia Sangari from Ericsson Software Technology. We are working on to build JTEMs jobs for non-real-time rig, but we don't have access to do to be finished or to this one. How we can get access for JTEMs?
Oh, we can probably follow up offline if you don't mind. Please send me an email describing the issues. LJI@att.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else? Okay. So, you know, probably also next week we'll probably run a little over, try to leave some time. These issues are important. We're wrapping up this release. And Ritwick, please support Ritwick in the software architecture meetings, getting ready for the next release. So once we open really those discussions, people are up to speed and aware and working with that team to prepare the B release. And we'll close the naming by Friday, and we'll announce the names by Friday. All right, any last call for any other business before I close the meeting? Okay, the meeting is now closed. Farhin, you can go ahead and stop.